Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this second Wednesday in April. We got rain falling, but that definitely means that spring is here. That is the best sign you can say. And joining me right back in the booth, we got a couple of our regulars right back in the air chairs. Matt Tyler and Keith Hansey, gentlemen. Seems like it's been forever since I've done a show with you guys. How are you?
I missed one.
Isn't it? Isn't it good that we're regulars here and not regulars in a bar?
That's true. That's true. Like, yes, cheers. It's very true. Yeah. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
We're doing good.
Yeah, that is great to hear.
Doing good.
Yeah, it's we got a lot to talk about today. We've got a lot that's going on across the state of Wisconsin. We got Bill Schmidt from Fox Sports Radio Wisconsin. He's going to be joining us to talk Packers draft needs. And speaking of the Packers draft, we got a little bit of an announcement that we'll be making after the end of the interview. And then coming up also, Hatchet Track and Field Coach Kurt Cordova is going to join us. The outdoor track season begins next week, so we'll go ahead and preview that. Plus, there's a lot going on with the Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Leads to believe that there's going to be a divorce. The Bucks are eliminated from the playoffs. We'll also mention their lottery odds going into this upcoming offseason. And, of course, we got a Wisconsin hockey team in the Frozen Four as well, so we got a lot to get into. But first, the big story, of course, across the nation was the NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship this past Monday. So let's go ahead and recap that title game. So it was the Michigan Wolverines that won the national title, their first since 1989. They defeated UConn 69-63, and the problem was that UConn just could not get anything going shooting from the field. They were 30% from the field, 9 of 33 from beyond the arc in that game. The Wolverines become the third Big Ten team school this year to win the national championship, because Indiana did it in football, UCLA did it in women's basketball on Sunday, and then Michigan in men's basketball on Monday. So, by the way, the most outstanding player was Elliot Cadeau. He had 19 points as well. And this is a Michigan team that won with all transfers on their roster and with Yaxel Lendeborg hurt.
Ill, too, I think.
For most of the game. So this is how crazy of a game this was. Michigan was 0 for 11 in the first half from three-point range and led by 4 at halftime.
Yes.
That is inconceivable to think about. So Keith Hansey, who, by the way, not only correctly predicted the winner on Monday, he also correctly predicted how many points that Michigan was going to win by, which I think is very impressive.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
He looked at the spread.
No.
Well, what was the spread? That was the important thing.
I don't even know.
I'm not even sure.
I think it was pretty close. I think it was like 1.5 or 2.5.
Okay, points. Keith, since you were the one that correctly predicted not only the victor, but also the amount of points, how was Michigan able to claw their way to victory?
That first half was ugly for Michigan, but they were able. They had, what was it, the first 15 points were scored by two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was, I mean, everything they threw up was missing. I mean, it was a really ugly, I thought, first half for as far as basketball, watching these two teams. But they clawed their way. They battled. They made their free throws. I think they only missed one in the first half. They were able to get those points, and you kind of knew going into the locker room they were going to reset and come back out and just dominate.
Matt?
You know, it's really interesting. In the first half, all of Michigan's points came in the paint.
Yeah.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's game where you're shooting three-pointers, that is so rare.
Yes, it is.
To do that and have the lead at halftime. I thought the difference in the game was the way the officials let them play. That was one of the most physical, physical championship games I've ever seen.
There were guys on the floor and no fouls called.
No.
And UConn had, 11? at one point, and Michigan had four.
Yeah, yeah. The funny thing with this one is that, and you mentioned it, I heard Dan Hurley talk about this after the game. He had no complaints about the officiating. He let them play, too.
It went both ways.
It did,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they let them play both ways.
And that is what I think the biggest thing is. Looking at this game, guys, I think the biggest thing to take away from this, I'm going to go macro and then a little more micro here with this. Macro, this is the first time where you can legitimately look at, in my opinion, and say, that is an NIL squad that got put together and won the national title, because everyone in that Michigan starting lineup was in the starting five. In the starting five were transfers from different schools, which that's how college sports is today. Unfortunately, it is what it is. So that's the macro perspective. The micro, whenever you have a team that overcomes a long drought, it's always a wonderful thing. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter, you know, the team that you have, unless, you know, for Packers fans, we're talking about the Vikings winning their first Super Bowl or the Bears winning for the first time in 40 some odd years. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing. And it surprised me, I think, the most, the way Michigan was able to control that game early on. It was a 4-point game, but they were in complete control that entire game. UConn, they got a lot of good shots. They just were not falling at all in that game. Again, UConn, 9 of 33 from beyond the arc. You're not going to win. They actually got to the championship game, and they didn't shoot the ball all that well in the tournament to begin with. You know, I still remember when they were playing Duke and that miracle comeback that they had. They were like 2 for 20 until the final 5 minutes, and all of a sudden, you know, my favorite line that I like to use is someone futzed with the sliders on the video game, turned the three-point percentage up to 100, and they just start hitting, including that unbelievable shot by Mullins.
You know, the one thing you have to say about UConn, this was not the best UConn team, but you seriously have to look at Danny Hurley as being one of, if not the best coach in college basketball.
Absolutely.
Right now. Because
absolutely.
They really, I don't know if they had any business being in the Final Four.
No.
And they gave Michigan a game. If that game was called a little tighter, might have been a different game.
It probably would have been
a different game, especially with Lundberg not feeling well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you get one or two other guys in foul trouble. That's a different game.
Yeah. But, and the other thing to point out as well is how many times can we legitimately say that there is a player on a college team, especially today, that won multiple national championships and went to multiple national championship games? Can't say that a lot. You could say that about Alex Caravan, though, from UConn. Was a member of both national championships that UConn had in 23 and 24, played in three national title games. And again, it's very, very rare, especially in today's day and age, where you have somebody that sticks to one particular school, rides it out, and ends up having a very successful career.
Yeah, and that, unfortunately, I don't think we'll ever see that again.
No, I don't either.
Do you think John Blackwell's listening to the show?
he's already gone.
Oh, my bad.
But I don't know. I part of me is torn because, yeah, that's a great team, but it's like they're not going to be together next year. You know, next team that's going to be in that Final Four.
Completely different.
All transfers. And it's not just basketball. It's all the sports.
Yeah.
It's just this giant pool. Hey, we're going to grab these guys. And it takes a good coach to gel these guys in 1 year and make it work, which he did. You did a great job.
Absolutely.
At that, but it's just college sports, just, I don't know. Not
very quickly, I want to go back to something that Matt said a couple weeks ago of how he said that he was impressed with the way that Greg Gard used the transfer portal, used the NIL money to bring guys in and help bring out the best in them. Look at what Dusty May did at Michigan. Yep. Like that is now the standard for what you should be able to do as a college basketball coach in today's day and age.
You still got to have the pocketbook to do it.
You do still have to have the pocketbook to do it, yes. But again, this Dusty May squad took Florida Atlantic to the Final Four. Florida Atlantic had not won a single tournament game before that year. And they were within one buzzer beater of moving on into the national championship.
Elliot Cadeau is a great story, by the way. So he played at North Carolina, and he played in the Final Four.
Yeah.
When North Carolina was in last time. And he was such a poor shooter that they literally did not guard him. They didn't guard him at the three-point line. They completely ignored him. He couldn't make a shot. He couldn't spit in the ocean if he was sitting in a boat.
He was backing up Caleb Love, I think, in North Carolina.
Correct. So to see him go from that to winning the national championship and
the MOP award.
Yeah, I'm happy for that kid.
Yeah,
He stuck with it. He's a good, solid player.
Yeah, I very much am too. And the other thing to point out is, With this particular conference championship, this wasn't as chalky of a bracket as I think we saw last year, you know, because last year when we looked at this, we had all one seeds make the Final Four, which is a rarity.
It's
a rarity. This particular year, there were about 8 or 10 teams that you could look at and making the Final Four and be like, oh yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. I'm not against that. I'm not against that at all. But kudos to the Michigan Wolverines. It's their first title since 1989 when Steve Fisher took over as the interim coach that particular year.
Speaking of Final Fours, we did a prediction. Who had the closest? Do you remember? Do you have them? We don't have to do it now, but I was just curious.
Well, let me pull it up. I actually have that in front of me because I have my laptop. Give me a second here.
You what?
I had Duke.
So did I think.
And I had Arizona winning the whole thing.
I had Houston winning the whole thing. Thanks a lot, Kelvin Sampson.
I had all four number one, so I might have done okay just based on that because three of them.
Looking at it, Keith and Matt, both of you had Arizona and Michigan in the Final Four. Everybody else had their Final Four predictions on the other side because you had Duke and Houston, Duke and Florida with some teams. Instead, we had UConn and Illinois. That's what we got. So that's what we had. Yeah. So Keith and Matt each got Arizona and Michigan. There you go. Mm-hmm. So, again, another college basketball season is officially in the books. And, again, the transfer portal has started. John Blackwell and Alexis Bieliauskas have both announced that they're going to be in the transfer portal. A lot to figure out, though, as we start to turn the page into spring. You're tuning into the Sports Queue here on WJJQ. Bill Schmidt from Fox Sports Radio Wisconsin is going to join us. We're going to talk Packers draft after this.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Queue with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
This is Andrea with Century 21 Best Bay Realty. We're excited to see all you folks at the upcoming WJJQ Travel Home and Sports Show this Saturday, Sunday. Tyne and Fred and I will be there. We probably have some cookies for you to try. We like to bring the treats. And we're celebrating my 35th plus year in real estate this year. And we will have coupons there for $500 off closing costs if you list your property in the next 3 months. But stop and see us. We'll be in a booth in the center aisle.
Bringing comfort to your home is Hilgi's of Tomahawk's top priority. With their line of furnaces and air conditioning systems, Carrier and Hilgi's are dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Carrier makes one of the most efficient heating and cooling systems rated by Energy Star, and millions of people trust Carrier's leadership and expertise in delivering premium solutions for their home heating and cooling needs. You can count on Carrier and Hilgi's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilgi's LP Gas, South Tomahawk Avenue, or call 453-3505. They're online at hilgi's.com.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grantland invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hour is Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob's serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome back to the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. And joining me right back on the line as we start to get set for the NFL Draft from Fox Sports Radio Wisconsin and the Packers Radio Network, Bill Schmidt. Bill, thank you for joining me.
Hey, Alex. Appreciate it, man.
Without a doubt. So, Bill, it's been a very interesting offseason, to say the least, here for Green Bay. They've made a couple of trades. They've traded Rashawn Gary. They have released Nate Hobbs. They brought in Benjamin St. Juste and Javon Hargrave. I want to ask you what you make of the Packers offseason thus far.
I think it's a fascinating shift that they're a little bit in the midst of, where you see a team that for the better part of the last decade, maybe half decade or so, 3 or 4 years, they've prided themselves on being the youngest team in football. And you look and you listed off the three names there of the players that they brought in during free agency. Not only have they been released by their former team so they wouldn't fight against the compensation value of the compensatory pick that the Packers might be able to acquire coming up in next year's draft, but they also I think, signal a little bit of a shift here, Alex, that maybe mirrors more of the sentiment last offseason that Brian Gutekunst said when he said it's time to start competing for championships. And when you make an acquisition like the Micah Parsons trade just before the season, it changes the dynamics in that locker room. And I think you heard Matt LaFleur talking about it when you discuss roles. That can be somewhat variable in terms of what that might mean and who might be talking about it. But, you know, roles change when you acquire a player who, you know, talent valuation, financial valuation, walks in and is the best player on your football team, right? And then becomes one of the most transcendent leaders of your football team. That changes the paradigm as to what you worked with all offseason. So I don't think that was surprising, but I do believe the way they have maneuvered here this offseason, they've done a couple of things. I think double down on believing in the players that are in that locker room, knowing that they have less draft capital to be able to spend, but knowing that their biggest acquisition now is going to be their own players coming back being healthier and improvement from within, which ultimately, if you're going to be a draft and develop football team, which they still want to be, hard to do that when you don't have a first-round pick for the first time in 40 years going into the offseason. However, Alex, it's going to be their biggest path forward to a substantial growth in terms of wins and losses.
Without a doubt. Now, looking at the NFL draft here, it's in a couple weeks. It's in Pittsburgh. The Packers, as we mentioned, don't have a first-round pick this year since that went to Dallas in the Micah Parsons trade. Their first pick is at 52. Let me ask you, Bill, what do you think at this point is Green Bay's biggest need in the draft?
I think adding competition in at the cornerback spot is going to be one of the first and foremost things that you think of. But I do believe that if you're going to live by a sword, you got to die by the sword. And they still need to be focusing on bringing in the best player available. I know that that's a cliche answer when you talk to NFL people, but you start getting away from that inherent philosophy. That's where you allow yourself to get misses and see significant swings and misses. But it's also not just best player available. It becomes best value available. And when you look at the positions that the Packers do need to add some competition, losing Kingsley and Igbari, losing Rashawn Gary, as you mentioned, they got to be looking in the edge rusher market. That's one of the positions that if you're able to get a player on a rookie contract that hits, that's competitive, that's a good player for you, that financial benefit in terms of where that market has skyrocketed to, that's value you just can't pass up. So it's best player available at a position of value. You see them operate that way early in drafts. They take wide receivers like last year with Matthew Golden first round. That's a high value position. Offensive tackle the year before with Jordan Morgan. Year three for him coming up. Going to be a massive year, but they've taken a lot of offensive linemen early in drafts. Tackles, extremely valuable position. And edge rusher, they haven't necessarily hit on that spot, but they've drafted a lot of position, a lot of players of that position high up in the draft, and most notably this year where their first-round pick is going in that spot. So corner is probably going to be, if indeed somebody is there that they like, I wouldn't be surprised if you're hearing multiple players in that spot because they got to add more competition there.
Yeah, we're talking with Bill Schmidt from Fox Sports Radio Wisconsin on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Bill, you mentioned that corner is probably going to be the biggest position of need for Green Bay. Give me a couple of corners that you think could be available in the second round for the Packers to pick up.
I think D'Angelo Pons from Indiana is one of the names that continues to circulate around, and not necessarily just in the second round, right? Like the thought that they could go, and this is an off-the-wall one, but with a tight end there in the second round, I don't think is completely out of the equation. They're a team that has drafted there, and Luke Musgrave clearly has not hit. So there's a lot of different spots that I could see them rolling with. And to give certain names as knowing who exactly is going to be available, hard to fully forecast, but there's a number at that spot, a plethora of different players that should be around in that value of the 50 to 60 range.
So looking right now at this particular draft here, we mentioned the fact that Green Bay's made a lot of trades. Where do you think day three would go for Green Bay? What depth pieces do you think you could see them getting?
That's probably where I think that they add in at the tight end spot, right? Musgrave most likely going to be out after this year, going into a contract year. They're going to need to hit Tucker Kraft with an extension. They'll gladly do so. But with the way the league is kind of transitioning to a lot of 13 personnel, I expect the Packers to add at that spot. That's also probably where you see maybe another offensive lineman or so, and just because they signed Sean Ryan to the three-year, $33 million extension, I don't think that takes them out of the running to grab a center in that fourth, fifth, sixth-round range where a number of them are mocked. There's a couple that are higher up maybe into the second rounds. But you're looking at Pat Coogan, who was with Indiana last year, could be in that fifth, sixth-round category. The Jones kid from Iowa is phenomenal. He might be in that range. So I think you're looking at some of those spots where maybe in free agency they added players, a defensive tackle, another. You look at the three spots they added in free agency, as well as re-upping Sean Ryan. I think what those moves did, Alex, more than anything, was allow the Packers some flexibility to go the best player there and not have to feel like they're reaching to add somebody in a room just because they need to add more numbers.
So, again, we're talking with Bill Schmidt from Fox Sports Radio Wisconsin on the Sports Q and Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Bill, my final question I have for you is that with Green Bay at number 52, do you think it's possible that they trade their pick on day two?
Absolutely. I think it's a possibility that they go up or down. And that's one thing that, you know, Brian Gutekunst has held pretty consistent with in his drafts as the lead decision maker for the Packers, is that he is moved up and down, whether it's back into the first round. You think of the Jair Alexander deal.
Yep.
That ends up bringing them that trade. They trade out and then back in. Did so with Darnell Savage as well, moving around. So I would not be surprised if you hear that they're in conversations to try to go up, maybe even to night one. That's going to be probably pretty rich for a team that is still looking to acquire more players and more of a quantity, because I know Goody loves having as many in the top 100 as possible. But in all reality, it's a team that doesn't have a ton of available spots. You have to start finding players that are going to be significant players for you. And if you identify one, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see them moving up and down there on Friday night.
And the NFL draft is just in a couple weeks from Pittsburgh. The Packers' first pick is at number 52. The first round of the NFL draft is April 23rd. Bill Schmidt from Fox Sports Radio Wisconsin and the Packers Radio Network. Bill, thank you very much for joining me.
Alex, always appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Bill Schmidt from Fox Sports Radio Wisconsin here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Does your investment strategy reflect what you want or just what the market's doing? This is Sarah Olson with Wealth Strategy Group. Our PRO strategy builds portfolios around your personal risk profile, income needs, and future plans. With our PRO strategy, your investments are guided by data-driven signals that help manage risk and capture opportunity, so you can stay focused on your goals, not headlines. Invest, plan, prosper with PRO by Wealth Strategy Group. Let's align your investments at WSGinvest.com or by calling us at 453-0722 to discuss how we can help you build your portfolio.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Shurl Tire and Auto Service in Tomahawk is proud to support the Tomahawk Hatchets. We're your go-to choice for top-quality automotive service and the best prices on Goodyear tires. We're the home of free tire repair. Bring in your auto or light truck flat tire, and we'll fix it at no charge. You can count on Shurl Tire and Auto Service to keep you rolling on and off the field. We're proud to support the Tomahawk Hatchets and help to keep our community moving forward and on the road to victory. Visit us at SherrillTire.com.
Get your car done right.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Keith Anzey, Matt Tyler back here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening here in the Northwoods. Gentlemen, hard to believe the draft season's already here. It seemed like only yesterday when Matt, John, and I were at Lambeau Field doing the draft and
Yeah, let's bring that back up, Alex. Thanks.
Well, you know what? I think it's a good thing that I brought that back up, Keith. Do you want to know why that is?
Why is that?
Well, that is because...
And you're taking me back to Green Bay for the draft?
This year, sure.
Yeah, this year, sure. Yeah, we'll just sit right in front of Lambeau Field with nobody there.
All right.
No, what we're going to do is, I know that there were a lot of people last year that tuned in when we did the NFL draft from Green Bay. Well, since it was on a Thursday night, we are going to be doing another NFL draft show this year. There you go.
We're going to Pittsburgh.
No.
I love it.
No,
I got my bag packed.
Whoa.
I'm ready.
Whoa. Keith. First of all, we're not going to Pittsburgh, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Right. It stinks. However, what we are going to be doing is that we're going to be doing something similar to last year where we are going to have... You know, we're going to have some special guests on. We're going to talk about the draft itself. We're going to talk about what Green Bay has in store because, again, Packers don't have a first-round pick this year. They have pick number 52 this year in the second round. And we already have our very first special guest hammered down for the show. That will be the voice of the Packers himself, Wayne Larrivee.
I love it.
Wayne Larrivee is going to be on in 2 weeks to talk about the NFL draft. He is going to elaborate. And Matt and I had the chance to meet him. He is a... amazing human being, a very genuine person,
one of the nicest people I've ever met,
man. Yeah, one of the nicest people I've ever met as well. So we are going to be talking to him in a couple weeks. We're going to talk about what his perspective is on the draft that's coming up.
So is this the big announcement?
Yes, this is the big announcement.
I thought it was Keith was going to declare for the draft.
No, I got eligibility.
Right. You got all eligibility, right. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yes, yes. That's one thing that we do have to pay attention to. So the location is yet to be determined. We will be doing it at a different location than here at the studio. Still trying to figure out the kinks and details, but once we know more, we'll go ahead and put the info out there. But yes, we will be going on the road for the draft. Once again, we just won't be going to Green Bay. We're going to be going to a bar and
Pittsburgh.
Grill.
Okay. I'll talk to Greg.
You let me know how this turns out.
Yes. This is all your idea, by the way. Yes. I am not on board with this. I hope you realize that. There are two problems with this. One, it's too short of a, a heads up. Too short of a heads up.
It's
Yes, it is. The other thing is that, I understand. I'm going to go ahead and put this in its perspective. We understand that costs for hotel rooms are, you know, not that cheap. If you think it was bad in Green Bay, imagine how bad it will be in Pittsburgh, so you guys know. So we're not going to be going to Pittsburgh. However, if you really, really want me to, I could try and put in the good word and have us go to the draft next year, which will be in D.C., Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I'll probably skip that one.
Probably skip that. Oh, yeah.
I've never been there.
Really?
I was in D.C. last year.
Yeah.
It's been over 15 years since I've been in D.C., so a lot has changed since then. So that's the big announcement that we'll have. We are going to have the NFL draft show once again for you on Thursday to chat about the upcoming draft. Coming up on part two of the show, Hatcher Track and Field Coach Kurt Cordova is going to join us. We're going to chat about the upcoming outdoor track season. We are also going to chat about the latest surrounding the Milwaukee Bucks and the Giannis Antetokounmpo saga. Plus, we've got a Badger hockey team in the Frozen Four coming up as well. That's all coming up on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. Our temperature in the North Woods is at 56 degrees. It's raining, 6 o'clock. Here's your latest update from CBS.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Trump administration says it's ready for the next step toward peace with Iran following the two-week ceasefire agreement. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt defended President Trump's threat that, quote, a whole civilization will die if Iran failed to agree to a two-week ceasefire. So now comes the next step.
The president is dispatching his negotiating team.
And Leavitt says those talks in Islamabad this weekend come with this condition.
So long as the Strait of Hormuz remains open, with no limitations or delays.
The fragile nature of the ceasefire has already been displayed as Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz following Israeli strikes in Lebanon. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Rex Huerman pleads guilty to killing seven women between 1993 and 2011 in what are known as the Long Island Gilgo Beach murders. The judge asks Huerman,
are you pleading guilty voluntarily of your own free will?
Yes.
Huerman also admitted to murdering an eighth woman but was not charged in that case. After the hearing, Melissa Kahn, sister of Maureen Brainerd Barnes, expressed relief that justice has finally been served.
Maureen was never forgotten, not for a single moment. From the day she went missing until today,
She has been carried in every breath, every memory, every fight for answers.
Crews are on the scene of a deadly partial collapse at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia parking garage, which is under construction. CBS News Philadelphia's Ross DeMattei.
One construction worker who was trapped in that collapse involving that parking garage was rushed here to Penn Presbyterian Hospital, and we have since learned that that worker has died. We've also learned from Philadelphia Fire that two others are currently being searched for by crews at the scene where the collapse happened.
Philly's fire commissioner says crews are working on stabilizing the structure before resuming search and rescue operations. Astronauts on Artemis II are testing a few maneuvers today. Flight Entry Director Rick Henfling says one is so the crew can continue to power the subsystems in the spacecraft.
The crew is going to center the Earth in the field of view of one of the windows, and then they're going to fly the spacecraft to an attitude where the tail points towards the sun.
There's a debate about the citizenship of a newborn.
Caribbean Airlines ended up with a new passenger on its flight from Kingston, Jamaica to JFK International Airport Saturday when a pregnant passenger gave birth in the air. Air traffic control had a conversation with the pilots.
Is it out yet?
Yes, sir.
All right, tell her she's got to name it Kennedy.
But experts are debating the citizenship of the newborn, with some saying if the baby was born within 12 nautical miles of the U.S. coastline, the child would automatically qualify for birthright citizenship. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Join Adriana Diaz and Kelly O'Grady for the perfect start to your weekend. Ease into your Saturday with CBS Saturday Morning on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
There's a difference between liking a house and actually getting it. Redfin is built to make up that difference and close the gap between finding and owning the home for you. Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so when you find a home you love, you're not a step behind when it's time to make an offer. That means less watching great homes disappear and more focus on the ones you'll actually move into and call home. Redfin helps turn saved listings into real addresses. Get started at redfin.com. Own the dream.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Speaking out after a scary car crash in Southern California.
Tori Spelling says she was driving four of her children and three of their friends in Temecula.
And I looked to my right and I saw he was coming full on, full impact into the side of our car.
The Beverly Hills 90210 star says she made a hard left to avoid maximum impact.
We are so grateful and so lucky because it could have been so much worse.
She and the children were hospitalized and treated for cuts, bruises, contusions, and concussions. Spelling says everyone's okay now.
Guardian angels were definitely with us that day.
In her Instagram post, she says she believes the other driver was speeding. So far, no arrests. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has set dates for its final two Oscars on ABC. The 99th Oscars will be on March 14th, 2027, and the 100th on March 5th the following year. The ceremonies will then move to YouTube. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Good Wednesday evening. Alex Cook with you here on the Sports Q on Northwood's 92.5 WJJQ. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you're staying dry. It's 53 degrees under overcast and rainy skies here at our WJJQ studios. Predicted low for tonight is 29, but we can expect some clear temperatures over the next couple of days. Tony Schumacher standing by with your weather forecast. That's coming up after this from Foley's Tree Service on WJJQ.
Foley's Tree Service and Foley's Forest Products invite you to stop by their booths at this weekend's Home, Sport, and Travel Show in Tomahawk. Foley's offers tree assessment, pruning, complete tree removal, and if the unexpected happens, storm cleanup and emergency services also available. Foley's Forest Products offers kiln-dried firewood that is USDA certified bug and disease free. See the indoor and outdoor displays this weekend or log on to foleystreeservice.com.
The forecast for the Northwoods for tonight calls for some areas of rain early. Partial clearing later, still a bit breezy with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds should be pretty nice overall with a high of 49 degrees. West wind around 15. Friday should be pleasant with sunshine, low at 29, high 52. The wind relatively light. Saturday, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s. Chance of rain by evening. Some off and on showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday and Monday. It'll be warmer and more humid with highs in the mid-60s on Sunday, possibly the low 70s for Monday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WJJQ.
When life throws you a curveball, water, fire, or storm damage, call the pros at North Star Restoration Services. With over 100 years of combined experience, they handle everything from small repairs to large, complex restoration projects. Get your home safe, secure, and back to normal fast. At North Star Restoration, it's more than just repairs. Their mission is to improve the quality of life for their customers, employees, and the community they serve. Proudly based in Wausau, they've built a reputation as Central Wisconsin's top-rated restoration company, where your satisfaction always comes first. Stop by and meet North Star Restoration Services at WJJQ's Home Sport and Travel Show with Health Expo, or you can give them a call at 715-302-0529.
The Sports Q on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along on this Wednesday evening. It is 6:08 here at our WJJQ studios. Keith Hansey is back with us. Matt Tyler is stepped away for a little bit. He'll be back in just a minute. But joining us right now, once again, is Tomahawk Hatchet Track and Field Coach Kirk Cordova. Coach, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
So, Coach, you've got three indoor invites on your under your docket this season. You went to Eagle River, you went to Lakeland, you went to Stevens Point. What did you think of your team's indoor invites to start the season?
You know, on the start of the season like this, when we hit our indoors, it's just figuring out all the kids and everything. So our Pines meet, we got to basically spread everybody out, get everybody into some sort of event in their specialties, and everybody performed really well. I know at that meet, girls took first overall and boys took third. So going into a meet that you're just kind of spreading it out and giving everybody events to see them place so high is a great outcome. You know, it's showing where they're going to be seated once we hit the outdoor season.
You know, looking at it as well, you had four runners down at the distance carnival, UW Stevens Point. Charlie Lund took the top spot in the freshman 1600 meters. What did you learn about those specific kids down at UWSB, Coach?
That's a special meet we started going to last year. It's an awesome event. They play music the whole time the kids are running. I believe in the freshman mile that Charlie ran, there was 24 total runners. But we also had, like, Lauren Reby there. She ran a varsity 800 with 107 different runners in that. I think they had 20 heats of it alone. Wow. For just the girls.
Wow.
She ended up placing 43rd. For her being a sprinter, too, to go down there and do that was pretty cool. We had Dawson Jones there, too. He ran the varsity mile. There was 112 runners in that. So, I mean, in a mile alone takes a little bit of time. So,
yes. Yeah.
But they keep it moving. They got a DJ there playing. Kids all like it. We had Connor Zorn. He ran the varsity 800. There was 179 runners in the varsity 800 alone. So I think that was 38.
Wow. Oh,
so
boy.
It's a huge meet, but they do a great job down there. It's just kind of a fun meet for them. Two of them, Lauren Reby and Connor Zorn. Connor ran cross country, but he primarily does sprints in track and field, and same thing with Lauren. But they just decided they wanted to go try running an 800, and they went down there.
That's awesome.
To see them place that well was great.
Were there any other conference schools there, any other conference runners that you were able to get a peek at?
We had a couple of the conference runners there. I know there was a couple girls from Lakeland that were there. Otherwise, it's not even divisional. I mean, that's running against D1, D2,
yeah,
D3.
Everything. One division.
Appleton. New London was there, just a bunch of schools from all over. It's a pretty big event.
Again, talking here with Hatchet Track and Field Coach Kirk Cordova here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. What are you going to be looking for over the next couple of weeks to start getting ready for your outdoor season, Coach?
I'm transitioning to outdoors. A lot of our running events, we're adding more events. You know, you go from running a 55-meter dash to a 100-meter dash. You're adding a 4x1 in there, so there's a little bit more we have to focus on in terms of our running. Distance is, you know, the same distance everywhere, but just less corners, I guess, when we get outside. So we're going to look at trying to lengthen their strides on everything, try to speed them up a little bit, and have them at their top speed for a little bit further. get them a little bit more comfortable. Now we're going to be dealing with a little bit of the elements and the weather, so
yep.
We get to start our practices a little bit more out, starting tomorrow outside and then into next week. So get them used to that it's more than just running indoors in the comfort of the weather inside.
Field house.
Yeah, comfort of the field house. What do you think is your team's biggest strength after the first few weeks of the season?
They're pretty diverse right now. I know the first meet we went to in Pines, we scored in every single event, I think, between the boys and girls, at least some placement. We had some top place finishers in that, but it's pretty sped out between field events, distance. Everybody was scoring, and there was a couple surprises in there of not knowing who was going to be scoring, but somebody always pulled through and came through. So I think just having that versatility this year to be able to throw kids anywhere and know that they're going to put forth a good effort and they're going to be dedicated to trying to place in that is pretty great.
And we're talking here with Hatchet Track Field Coach Kirk Cordova here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Before we get into your first outdoor meet, Keith, do you have any questions for Coach?
How are the numbers this year for boys and girls?
We actually have more boys than girls this year. It's the first time in a couple years, which is great. We had a couple football players come out, things like that, from other sports that just want to get faster and better and everything. So that was a great thing to look at. We have 68 total, I believe, right now.
That's
which
really good.
It's held over the last couple of years, which is a great sign. We take as many kids as we can get. It's good to see the numbers stay, that people are dedicating year to year.
Yeah.
And even if we're losing seniors from year to year, we have freshmen coming up that are turning over.
Let's talk about your first outdoor meet really quickly, Coach. You go to Marathon next Friday, April 17th. Give us a quick preview of this meet. What can you expect from this particular meet?
We go to this meet every year just mainly because this is one of the few meets that we get in the year that it is varsity and JV. It's pretty much unlimited entries into it. They have a whole bunch of teams there. Not generally in our conference, but it's the first look at outdoors that, okay, we're, again, dealing with the elements and changing and having more events to be able to do. But I can put everybody into 3-4 events and let them go run wild and try their best in anything we put them in. We let them have an opportunity to maybe try something new as we get outside that they didn't get to do on the indoor meets.
What's going to be your stiffest competition at this particular meet, you think?
This one's kind of hard to judge because there's a lot of people we don't see from year to year. We only see them at this meet. There's some D3 schools. Marathon had a pretty good program last year. There's just not a lot of conference people there that I think I could judge off of. It's kind of a surprise every year of who can pull it off and win. But, again, I guess we don't go there to win. It's getting kids in events and getting them used to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Keith, do you have any other questions for Kurt?
What do you see in the conference? Where do you see Tomahawk shaking out in the girls and the boys?
I think our first meet was a little bit of evidence at that. I know it's going to girls again this year. I mean, they took third last year.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually very close between first, second, third. It was between 3 points. It's going to be primarily the same this year. Rylander's got tough competition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got some very good athletes in there. They returned a lot of them from last year. Lakeland has the same deal. They lost to only a couple seniors last year, so they have a lot returning. When we went to their indoor meet, we got to see a lot of their kids because they hosted their indoors, so they have everybody there. They're a pretty strong team again this year, so I think girls got a good shot being in that top three. Boys this year from previous years, last year they took fifth, I believe, at conference. This year, looking at just how diverse they are and all the freshmen that we have coming up, and we got a lot of talent on that team, a lot of newcomers that are still unknown, but I think they can push up in top three this year for sure. I mean, they're going to be in the
especially
mix this
with
year.
Those numbers.
Yep, with the numbers and being able to spread them out, I think they're going to be up in that mix this year.
Excellent.
First outdoor track and field meet for Tomahawk, April 17th in Marathon. Events will begin at 4 o'clock that day. Hatchet Track and Field Coach Kirk Cordova. Coach, always a pleasure when you stop by. Thank you very much for joining me.
Yep, thanks for having me, Alex.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk some Milwaukee Bucks right after this here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Subway of Tomahawk is a proud sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchets. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with catering. Just give us a call or use the Subway mobile app for easy ordering and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Tomahawk Hatchets and help to keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory.
At this weekend's Home Sport and Travel Show, Heritage Chevrolet will have an isolation of camper vans on display. This will be a great opportunity to tour these fantastic camper vans from Road Track and the Thor Motor Coach lineup. You'll be impressed by how the features of a large motorhome is compressed into an easy-to-drive motorhome. The Heritage display will be located right in front of the elementary school entrance, which is right outside the Redeemer Lunch Spot Cafe doors. If you have any questions ahead of time, simply call 453-2119 for Heritage Chevrolet North 4th Street, Tomahawk. See you at the home show with free admission this weekend.
Are you looking to sell your home? Or maybe you're looking for the home of your dreams? We are experienced real estate agents and would be happy to help you buy or sell your home.
Or answer any of your real estate related questions. I'm Matt Tyler. Please give me a call at 715-490-1820.
And I'm John Long. You can reach me at 715-966-2251.
Wild Rivers Group Real Estate of Tomahawk, serving the entire Northwoods area. Look us up on the web at wildriversgroup.com.
Or stop in and see us at 1414 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Wild Rivers Group Real Estate, expert caring guidance every step you take.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler, Keith Hansey back here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Gentlemen, this is the second time we've had Coach Cordova in this season. And judging from what he says, things are starting to trend upward quite a bit for Tomahawk Track and Field, which is a great sight to behold.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
Just to have the numbers and you got the quality girls coming back. And you got a lot of unknowns, which is awesome in track.
Yes.
Because these guys, they're going to come out and get in there. So I'm excited. I work all the track meets, the home ones. I do the pole vault.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see what we got there.
Yep. The home track meet, by the way, is May 12th this year. We will be doing the broadcast of that meet for you here on WJJQ once it gets closer. Well, I do hate to talk about this, but this here is a big story going on currently in the Cream City with the Milwaukee Bucks, and it is getting ugly to say the least. So there's a lot to get into here, and we're going to try and get over it as much as we can. So there's currently a few going on with the Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo, if you have been following along. So we're going to give everyone a general summation of what is going on here with Milwaukee. There's an investigation into how the Bucks are handling Antetokounmpo's most recent injury, which is a hyperextended knee and a bone bruise. The NBA's player participation policy investigation has found that the Bucks scheduled Antetokounmpo to work out last week in a 3-on-3 scrimmage as part of his return to play process, but he declined to participate. There is a disagreement as to whether the team requested Giannis participate in said scrimmages. Giannis said, quote, "For somebody to tell me not to play is like a slap in the face." He has been warming up before games. Head coach Doc Rivers has made some comments. He was unaware of a league investigation and was upset at the fact that it was made public. Then he had a team-only meeting and said, you know, essentially, look at my resume. Look at what I was able to do when I was in Boston before I came here, trying to incite, you know, some motivation to the young kids. It clearly has not worked. Now, as for Antetokounmpo, it has been known that he is either going to be extended or traded in the offseason. If he does extend, he's eligible for a 4-year, $275 million Supermax contract extension once the offseason comes along. So there is a lot to get into here. And by the way, this information was all before the Shams Charania article got released today of saying of how tumultuous this season has been down in Milwaukee. So, Matt Tyler, I'm going to start with you. And it may be as black and white. It may not be. It's hard to, because I feel like that there's like 25 different shades of gray that we're dealing with here with this. Where do the Bucks go from here?
I really think the Bucks missed a window by not trading him at the trade deadline. I really do. If you compare the Bucks and the Brewers, I know it's different sports. I know it's a different setup. But the Brewers have a system where it doesn't matter. Freddie Peralta, Corbin Burns, I don't care who you are. they are trading away guys at the right moment to get the young players. Now, I know it's a different setup, much different, but I really think the Bucks missed their window. I think he's got to go. I don't think there's any patching this up. You can't bring in a therapist at this point slash coach that's going to make this better. No. It's time to go and start over. And I think he's not the only one that's got to go. I think there's some cleaning of house that needs to take place in Milwaukee.
Keith?
Yeah, I agree. We talked about this right before the trade deadline. You know, what do we do? What do we do? And Milwaukee really didn't do anything. Must not got an offer that they wanted. Adonis was like, I'm going to stay. I'm a player here. And then, you know, he had some injuries. And now I think it's to the point where I think we're going to lose some trade value.
Because he's always injured.
Yes.
That's the moniker that he's getting now by them not trading him.
That was the one thing we talked about. Like, if he's going to come back and play, he'll have to play the whole year, try and get the Bucks back in the playoffs, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
But now I think that gives a little leverage to these other teams that they're not going to maybe give up all these picks or different players. So I think Milwaukee really missed the boat on the trade.
It's sad. Looking at the reports, 12 teams put out trade offers for Giannis Antetokounmpo. 12.
Yep.
And you're trying to tell me that one of them wasn't...
There had to be one.
There had to be one that was well put together.
Yeah.
You had to be one that was like, okay, yes, I want that.
Odds are there was probably a quarter of them.
Yeah. Three or four of them. Yeah. Like, they were thinking like, oh, you know what? Maybe we could pull the trigger on this. Guys, I'm just going to be real with this here. This has turned into a very sad situation.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way to describe it other than sad. The reason why I say that is because I remember back, I'm going to go back to 2022. I brought this up before, but because a lot of people are going to the playoff loss to Miami where the Bucks were the one seed, the Heat were the eight seed, and they ended up losing in five. It wasn't that. I think they overreacted to it. That's what I think the problem is. What I think the issue is that, do you know who the majority owner of the Bucks is?
You've told us.
I know that.
Jimmy Haslam.
Yep.
It's Jimmy Haslam. Jimmy Haslam is the owner of the Cleveland Browns. What have the Cleveland Browns done since they returned to the NFL? And again, as we mentioned, different sports, but look at what has gone on.
Look at last year when they traded their quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
After four games and he went on and played well.
Yeah, so looking at this, I think that this has turned from a decently run organization, because obviously there were questions about Budenholzer even after they won the title, but I thought that he deserved the benefit of the doubt. I thought he deserved one more year after the playoff loss to Miami. I thought that John Horst deserved the benefit of the doubt because I think he overreacted by trading Drew Holiday and bringing in Damian Lillard, and it didn't work. For whatever reason, it didn't work. It seemed great on paper, but it didn't work. And then you let go of Mike Budenholzer, you bring in Adrian Griffin. Griffin was not bad. I mean, he wasn't great, but he wasn't terrible. But then you let him go, and you bring in Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers' record as a Bucks head coach is 96-100.
I know.
Below 500 since he's been here. That's not good. And he has not been the answer for this squad. I remember saying this when they brought him in, that this was a bad move. This was a bad move, no matter whatever way you slice it. I have never seen a team with such... And I don't use this word often. Dynastic expectations.
Is that a word?
Yes, dynastic expectations.
It is now.
Yeah, it is now.
Okay.
Because you can make a legitimate argument that if Chris Middleton doesn't get hurt the year after the Bucks win the title, they probably win it all again the following year. But that's just how it has been. So it's turned into a sad situation again. But the problem is that right now the Bucks are on the verge of going back to the mid-2000s, when they couldn't get anything right. That was towards the end of Herb Kohl's tenure as owner.
Well, here's the thing. Basketball, professional sports, is a business. But people let their emotions make their decisions instead of being good business people.
Correct.
And in this case, the emotion came in, we got to keep them because... You know, and Grant, he's been a great Buck.
And he said he wanted to stay.
Yeah, play. He's been good for the community. He's been good all the way around. But it was a bad business decision to keep him.
Yes,
it was.
It was
a good emotional. We all felt good. We all went to bed that night going, oh, great, he's still there. But it was going nowhere.
Well, it was a bad business decision to release Damian Lillard and extend out his contract throughout the next 5 years. That was not a good business decision either. So right now, as the Bucks currently stand, they're 31-48. Postseason, they were eliminated from a couple weeks ago. They currently hold the 10th best odds for the number one overall pick in the draft. Let me ask you guys this. What team do you think should trade for Giannis? Or what trade do you think, or what team do you think the Bucks can get the most value back at this point? It's hard to say.
Yeah, it changed a lot since the draft deadline.
Yeah, since the trade deadline.
Because remember, we were talking, there was three or four teams that really could have used him.
Yeah.
But part of it was, well, we don't want him going to Minnesota. We don't, you know.
Don't want him going to New York. Don't want him going to Miami.
So, pretty much all that's out the window.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the Knicks keep coming up.
The Knicks do keep coming up. Yes, they do.
Their name keeps coming up as a potential suitor. But
the problem is that they don't have the draft picks because they used all their future draft capital to trade for Mikal Bridges. That's the problem. So, again, the Bucks have the 10th best odds in the NBA draft lottery. The last time the Bucks were in the lottery was 10 years ago when they drafted Thon Maker 10th overall. Thon Maker. Yeah, exactly. Everyone thought that he was going to be the next big thing, and he just couldn't put it together. So looking at this, looking at how this is shaping up, right now we have the NBA draft lottery to look forward to. And the team, it stinks because the team that I think Giannis would fit best in, they can't trade for because of the Stepien rule, which if you don't know what the Stepien rule is, an NBA team can't trade consecutive first-round picks in consecutive years. That's how it is, because Ted Stepien, who was the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers in the 80s, kept constantly trading consecutive first-round picks left, right, running the franchise into the ground.
It's why the Lakers won so many titles.
Exactly.
They got both James Worthy and...
I think it was Michael Cooper, or was it A.C. Green?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But it was one of those two, but yes.
Yeah, I think they gave him away for a used ball bag or something.
Yeah, exactly. because the team that I think that Giannis would fit best in is Dallas with Cooper Flagg. The problem is that Dallas can't trade their first-round pick. You look at the other teams that are in the lottery. You got Washington, Indiana, who's probably going to have Tyrese Halliburton back next year. Brooklyn, Utah, Sacramento, Memphis, who Bucks have had some talks with them, and Ja Morant. Atlanta, Chicago, Golden State, Portland, Miami, and Charlotte at this point. Give me one of those teams that you think the Bucks could.
But here's the problem with Giannis. He will not fit on every team.
No, he will not.
Because the ball has to go through Giannis. It has to be in his hands a majority of the time. And if I'm a coach, I don't want that.
No.
As good as he is, I don't want that. So it narrows down who you can go to. And I almost see a team like Washington or somebody that's going to start over saying, okay, let's grab the superstar so we can make a huge jump rather than a Dallas, like you said. At this point, if I'm Dallas, I don't touch him. I wouldn't want Giannis.
The only team that I think that could make a push, honestly, at this point is Charlotte, because Charlotte at least has like the young up-and-coming core that you see with LaMelo Ball and Colin Knipple, but that's really it. I think that we could very well see either a draft night trade or a trade in the offseason, but one way or another, a trade of Giannis and Antetokounmpo is going to happen.
And this is a good draft.
Yeah.
This is a loaded draft.
This is a very good draft. The thing is, the Bucks, everyone is saying that they need to draft guards. Guards are what the Bucks are strong at. You're probably going to have to go forward. The only guard that I would consider taking at this point is Keaton Wagler out of Illinois, because he's instant offense.
I'd take Acuff from Arkansas.
Acuff from Arkansas.
Oh, boy, I think he's good. And the kid from Alabama, too.
Oh, Filon? LeBaron Filon?
Either one of those are solid, and they're built. Wagler's doesn't have an NBA body. These two kids have NBA bodies.
Wagler might not have an NBA body, but he does have instant offense.
Yeah.
He does have an instant offense, so that's something to look forward to. But NBA draft lottery is in mid-May, so that's the next time that we'll be chatting about the Bucks, unless something crazy happens in the next month and a half. You're tuned into the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Weather forecast, followed by Mascot Madness, is next.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Queue on WJJQ.
John J. Shuni Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Shuni Construction of Tomahawk.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a chance for rain. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 48. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Right now, it's 53 degrees.
Geothermal heat pump systems use the constant temperature of the ground to heat and cool your home, giving you energy savings in the pocketbook. Stop in at the 40th Annual Home Sport and Travel Show with Health Expo this weekend and talk to the experts at Vans Refrigeration. Vans Refrigeration is proud to serve with prompt and quality service, installing water furnace products which have industry-leading warranties and performance. Stop and see Vans Refrigeration at this year's WJJQ Home Sport and Travel Show or give them a call at 920-869-2196.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler, and Keith Hansey back here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening here in the Northwoods. It is 6:33, and once again, gentlemen, it's time to play some Mascot Madness once again.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It has been a while,
it's
yes.
Been a while.
It's been a while. So the area that we're going to be focusing on, Kendall and Tony did pretty good last week. They went 7 out of 10, We have yet to have a perfect run this year, so we need to... I think this is the week, guys.
I feel it.
So the schools that we're going to be focusing on today.
GNC.
No.
No.
Within 50 miles of.
Yes.
Place.
No.
Oh.
Kenosha and Racine schools.
Let's get the farthest away from us. All right.
Well, the reason why I went with this is because there are a lot of big schools in this area.
All right.
A lot of big schools in this area.
If we get some of them without the four options, we get bonus, though. New rule.
You think
right.
so, huh?
Right.
You think so?
Majority rules. Keith,
yes.
What do you say?
I'm in.
Eyes
have it.
I'll go ahead and put an injunction in with the NCAA, and this is how long it's going to take.
So much later that the old narrator got tired of waiting, and they had to hire a new one.
That's how it's going to go. All right. You guys ready to play?
Let's go.
Here we go.
It is now time for Mascot Madness.
Here we go. Your first school. 2,110 kids at this school.
Indian Trail?
Yes! Indian Trail!
Look at you.
You got it?
No.
Oh. Dang.
I just know we played them in volleyball, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yes. Okay. So, Eagles, Blue Jays, Cardinals, or Hawks? The colors will help eliminate some if you want them.
Yeah, they're purple and white.
And silver.
Or purple and silver.
Purple and silver, yep.
So it's not a cardinal.
Nice job, Keith.
All right, you get the rest. <There's>
a- I don't even remember what the rest were.
Eagles, Blue Jays, and Hawks.
I'll say Eagles.
Probably not the Blue Jays,
no.
Right?
No, not purple.
You want to do a 50-50?
Yeah, we better.
All right. Blue Jays and Hawks.
Hawks,
you think?
I think so.
All right. Keith's going with it.
Keith's going to roll with it? Well, Keith would be correct.
And boom goes the dynamite.
There you go.
All right.
Next one. Racine Case.
Okay.
Eagles, Packers, Cowboys, Vikings.
Colors?
Okay, colors will be deceiving here in this case. Okay.
Oh.
Green and gold. So you can guess why I think they would be deceiving.
So they're not the Packers. Seeing case. I don't think it'd be Cowboys. Would they?
No. What were the other two besides?
Eagles and Vikings.
I almost want to say Vikings, but I'm not 100% sure.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
What's going
on? Should
we go
Vikings?
I'm thinking Eagles.
That's an option.
Racine,
again?
Case.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Eagles
Racine,
or.
Case.
Yeah.
Eagles?
I think Eagles.
Eagles?
Matt, trust me on this one.
Okay.
Good move. Keith's right. Making you work for these ones, aren't
yeah.
I?
Well, we don't see these schools a lot.
No. No, you don't. Maybe that's part of the reason why I made it so difficult.
Yeah.
Usually the difficult ones are at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, not in the beginning.
That's cute. Okay. Kenosha Bradford.
Okay.
Devils, Demons, Red Devils, Red Demons.
Let me guess, their school colors are red?
Red and black. Red and black.
This is a school I've never heard of.
I've heard of Bradford.
Okay.
Yep.
All
Kenosha
right.
Bradford. Yep.
Kenosha Bradford.
Yep.
Red Devils does sound good.
That's what I would have went with, Keith.
I mean, it sounds good. What would you think, Alex?
Good move. So are we going to go with Red Devils then?
But, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We'll go Red Devils. Let's do that. Yep. It's the Red Devils. There you go.
It just sounded right.
It did.
Yeah. 3 for 3 you guys are. See?
Right.
You guys are doing pretty good here so far.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I can hear the cry out for help from Matt Tyler over there. Kenosha Tremper.
Okay.
Spartans, Trojans, Warriors, or Indians?
Probably just go with a 50-50 on this one right
Might
away.
As well.
All right.
Because none of those, like...
Trojans and Warriors. Tremper Trojans?
Yeah. Hey,
that
TT?
Yeah.
Or Tremper Warriors?
That alliterative one gets me all the time.
It does.
Alliteration, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Tremper... Warriors does have a nice ring to it, though.
It does roll off the tongue, but we've seen a lot of alliteration
across
the state.
I know. Let's... I don't think it's alliteration on this one.
You don't?
No.
I do.
Are you sure?
I do.
You think it is, Matt?
Yep.
Keith, should you trust Matt?
Yes. I trust Matt.
You trust Matt? Does that mean we're going Trojans?
I guess.
<Yeah. laughs>
He said convincingly.
Say it with more conviction.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, you're right.
All right.
Good job, guys. You guys are 4 for 4. Now we're going to keep on rolling here. Okay, this next school was a conference rival of mine when I was in high school.
Okay.
Westosha Central.
Okay.
Saints, Buccaneers, Falcons, or Panthers?
What color would they be?
Like a maroon and white. Like a maroon and white. I think that would eliminate a couple for you.
Could I get them one more time?
Yeah. Saints, Buccaneers, Falcons, Panthers.
So it wouldn't be Panthers. Buccaneers?
There's been I will say there have been a lot of winged mascots so far in this one.
They were really good in softball.
They were a really good softball program.
Correct?
Yep. They were a pretty good football program as well when I played. We played Delavan, Darien, and Westosha Central were always in like the middle of the pack of that Southern Lakes Conference before poor Delavan went to, I think they're now in the Rock Valley.
You said something interesting there about the winged. Maybe it's a winged theme, too.
You think so?
What do you got then? Panthers, Buccaneers?
Panthers, Buccaneers, Saints, and Falcons. What's going on in that great big brain of yours?
Look at the big brain on Brad. Falcons. I mean, Saints have wings, I guess.
Yeah.
What kind of wings are we talking about, though?
Right. Yeah. It's a guess.
It is.
Are you guys going to go where?
Should we go Falcons, you think, Alex?
I don't know. You tell me, Keith. Is that what you're going to go with?
Say it confidently, Keith.
Yeah, Falcons.
Falcons!
It's the Falcons.
Those Falcons can fly. You're right. 5 for 5.
So they picked up on the cues.
There you go. I see what you
We're
did.
We're only
picked
halfway
up on,
through.
Picked
oh
up on the
goodness.
Cues. All right, ready for the next one.
Yes.
Racine Horlick. Racine Horlick.
Okay.
Ramblers, Rebels, Raiders, or Robins?
It starts with an R.
50-50, please.
50-50? Okay. Rebels or Raiders?
Oh, I was hoping he wasn't going to say those two.
John is probably back
no,
at home.
No wings on any of them.
Well. I mean,
yeah, Raiders.
That's who I was leaning towards, Keith.
Just probably because I like saying it. I think we should go with the Raiders.
They had a really good... They were really good in basketball back in my day.
Do you remember what it said on the front of their...
No, I just remember their star player was Robert Bad News Barnes.
Oh!
Played for the Badgers.
There's also a another Wisconsin basketball player that is from Racine originally. Caron Butler.
Yes.
Caron Butler is from Racine. Think of... How do I put this? I want you to think of what Caron Butler's life was like when
and
he was in
the Rebels. It's the Rebels. Okay. I know because he was in the other facility that I worked at
for a while. Oh, really?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, man.
Then, Rebels.
It's the Rebels. There you go.
he told his own story.
Yeah, he did.
That.
He told his own story.
Yeah. It's a success case.
Yeah, it really is a success. Yeah. I remember listening to a podcast episode on him. Mm-hmm. Where he came from was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right. You guys are 6 for 6. Racine Park.
Okay.
Racine Park. Wildcats. Panthers. Cougars or Tigers?
And they are orange and navy?
Yes, they are.
So my senior year, we had a wrestling tournament here. Racine Park came and wrestled.
Okay. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you remember what their team name is?
I remember the orange and
You remember the orange
navy.
And navy? The orange and navy. Okay.
But that's all I remember. That was a long time ago.
You kidding?
No kidding, right?
Yeah, it was all black and white then.
So. I don't know if it was that far back.
All right.
It was the free love era for you, wasn't it? There you go.
All right.
Racine Park. Yep. 1,215 kids at this school. Again, a lot of these schools have 4 digits in them.
Yeah.
Wildcats, Panthers, Cougars, Tigers. Oh, my.
Cougars?
I see Panthers sticks out to
Panthers.
Me for some reason.
Okay. Okay. You're going to go?
Yeah, Panthers.
You're going to go Panthers?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Like Limp Bizkit, just keep on rolling. You're right.
Panthers.
Park Panthers.
7 for 7. You guys are doing great. You guys are doing great. All right.
Thanks.
Kenosha Reuther. Kenosha Reuther.
Another one I've never heard of.
Yep. Reuther.
Not a clue.
Pit Bulls, Volunteers, Bulldogs, or Retrievers?
With 3 dogs.
But you wouldn't have a pit bull.
No. Mr. Worldwide? No. Wow. No pit bull.
Oh, my God.
Keith, you are so hip. You
are.
Oh, my
God.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, you must never embarrass your kids.
No. No, they love going the places with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ben. Are you not entertained?
I doubt it's retrievers.
Yeah, that's not
I don't like pit bull and I don't like retrievers. The other ones were bulldogs and...
Volunteers.
See that?
That's a...
Strange to have three dogs and then a volunteer. So let's dig in.
You want to do a 50-50?
Yeah, let's dig into Alex's brain here.
All right, okay. Pit bulls and bulldogs.
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 Bulldogs? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Call your friends. Call your neighbors. You're right. Wow. You guys are eight brain. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. This is unbelievable.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Here we go.
So we should just call it right now.
Racine Lutheran.
Okay.
Racine Lutheran.
Okay.
345 kids at this school. Pretty decent size school. About the same size as Tomahawk.
Yep. Yep.
Vikings, Clippers, Crusaders, Trojans.
That's a good one. Those all...
Yeah.
That's all doable.
That's all legit because they're probably close to the lake, I would bet.
Yep.
But those are all viable names, too.
Yeah, so we should probably 50-50 that right away.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
Crusaders and Trojans.
The Crusaders.
Yep. Would you like the colors?
Yeah.
Blue and white.
Okay.
Now think about this for a sec, guys. Trojans was an answer in another one. We had the Tremper Trojans.
I like Crusaders when you first said it.
It just rolls off the tongue.
You're going to go Crusaders?
Yeah. The Lutheran.
Unless we're wrong. Yes.
Unless we're wrong. Get the confetti ready. We're one more away from a perfect run.
We've been here before.
Every time.
Oh my gosh. Here we go. Take a deep breath, guys.
All right.
Are we ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Kenosha Christian Life.
Oh, I thought he was going to go Kenosha St. Joe's.
Oh.
It's open.
I've already done that before. No. Kenosha Christian Life. This school is 202 kids.
Okay.
Eagles, Blue Jays, Cardinals, Hawks.
What's the colors on the school?
Colors will eliminate at least one of these, okay?
Okay.
Blue and white.
So Cardinals gone.
I hope so.
Right?
Yeah.
Blue Jays? And
there's Blue Jays, Eagles, and Hawks.
All winged.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a theme.
Do you want to use a 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eagles and Hawks. Both of these were answers.
In another one.
In another one.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. I don't make it easy on you.
No.
All right. Kenosha Christian Life Eagles. Kenosha Christian Life Hawks.
Eagles just flows better.
You like that one better?
Don't you think?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well. Kind of Hawks.
Really, what kind of friend is
he? I know.
The best kind. Want to give you so much.
So if it was a pro team, would it be anywhere near Philadelphia?
Or Atlanta.
Right. Is this an East Coast school or a Southern school?
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
Kenosha Christian Life Eagles or Hawks.
This is the only one on there I'd never heard of.
Surprisingly, I've never heard of them either.
Okay.
Eagles? America?
Why not? We're where we've been every week, Keith. Worst case scenario.
I'm going to go ahead and just say this right off the bat for those of you listening. We've had, I think it's three instances in a row where they've got 9 in a row right and then got the final one wrong.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was here.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. I know you do, Keith. So, do you want to go Eagles? Why not? Yeah. Yes?
Yeah, I do.
Eagles.
Eagles?
Yeah, it flows better. It does.
Hey. Guys. This is surprising. This is very surprising.
That we're wrong.
10-0.
You got it! It's the Eagles!
It just sounded better.
Wow! Yeah. My patoot.
I will never doubt you again, Keith, until I doubt you again.
Right. Right. Like when it comes to this basketball stuff, it spreads. Come on.
Yes.
It's easy. And the NFL predictions. And
I hope John is listening. I hope John's listening because now there's a standard that's been set.
Yes. 10-0 for the year.
10-0 for the first time. Congratulations, gentlemen.
All that studying is paying off.
And John Long.
Yeah.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
You're tuned into the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. To wrap up the show, we've got a Frozen Four team out in Las Vegas that represents the state of Wisconsin. We'll talk about them next.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Queue with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for lake homes or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call, Keith Hansey, for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
You'll always find one of the largest selections of quality used vehicles every day at the Auto House on North 4th and Tomahawk. And by the way, Randy at the Auto House would like to thank everyone who called and stopped by to make sure he wasn't asleep behind the desk and wish him the best of luck on his new adventure. Randy plans on continuing to do things the right way at the Auto House, and that means offering safe and reliable, previously loved vehicles at prices you're going to like. And as always, there's an ASE-certified shop to keep your vehicle running as it should. And if you need a rental vehicle, you can get one at the Auto House. The Auto House on North 4th and Tomahawk and online at AutoHouseCars.net. That's AutoHouseCars.net. The Auto House, generationally doing business the right way for over 40 years.
What does it mean to be local on purpose? Crossbridge Community Bank is the only bank headquartered and led in Lincoln County. We make decisions about your mortgage and service our loans right here in Tomahawk and Merrill. That means less time waiting on some decisions from afar. Answers when and how you need them. Building construction companies love working with Crossbridge because they don't have to wait on a construction draw from a complicated process. Being local just makes working with us easier. It's as simple as that. Crossbridge Community Bank, Purpose First, FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler, Keith Hansey back here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. I am so proud of these two. I am so proud of these two. We finally get a perfect run on Mascot Madness. That is unbelievable. Well done, guys.
Feels good. Feels good.
I bet it does. Yeah. And we got another Wisconsin team that may also be considered champions in a couple of days. The Badger men's hockey team is in the Frozen Four for the first time in 16 years. That's after they beat Michigan State last week. And the first showdown is against North Dakota at Las Vegas, which is going to be a very tough matchup. Keith, I know that you've been following Wisconsin hockey. Mm-hmm. How much of a shot do the Badgers have at winning tomorrow afternoon?
They have been up and down all year, just like look at the basketball team. It's kind of the MO, but they'd go out, they'd beat Michigan, and then they'd lose to another team, then beat Ohio State, mm-hmm. and then lose to another team. They came into this tournament a 12 seed, and they're in the Final Four.
Yes.
And they're playing number two, North Dakota, which is a powerhouse. But if the Badgers can keep playing how they have been in this tournament,
mm-hmm.
their passing has been incredible. And when they get down, they don't get bothered. A lot like the women's team that won the national championship. They're not, like, if they're down a goal, it doesn't seem to bother them. They're able to put something together, get that score, and win.
Matt?
Hastings has done a really good job.
Yes, Ball he has. Group.
He really has.
Incredible job.
It was 20 years ago today that the Badgers won their last national championship, beat Boston College in Milwaukee 2-1.
Yep.
Yep. Joe Pa was on that team?
Yep. Winning goal, I think, was... Well, the tying goal was Robbie Earl, and then Tom Gilbert, I think, scored the winning goal. But, mm-hmm. you know, this was back in the day of the... What was the conference, Keith? The WCHA?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it still is to this day, isn't it?
Oh, Wisconsin and North Dakota were a heated rival. This mm-hmm. was... There were a lot of games back in the day mm-hmm. when you don't fight in college hockey. They fought in college hockey. So, I expect a knockdown dragout. Really, really impressed with this Badger team, though. Like Keith said, you know, at one point they were ranked really high in the nation.
Yeah, they were.
And you're thinking, okay, here we go.
Right,
yeah, but they came back and they played tough. Yeah. He, I wasn't sure what kind of hire that was at first. He took, was it Mankato?
Yeah, Mankato State
to the Final Four. Good hire.
Yes, again, very much so.
Dealing with the, you know, the new NIL.
Yeah. Which you don't, I don't see it in hockey as much as the other sports.
Yeah.
You really don't.
Yeah, you don't see it. You see a few players here
a
and
few,
there.
But,
yeah, but nothing like what we've seen in football and basketball
but
this
like
year.
These guys will be on this roster for 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, you'll get a fifth-year transfer or a four-year, but very few. So these coaches are able to take their core group, which basically the last few years, people kind of wrote off the Badgers.
Yeah.
And this year they have just been, they showed weeks of greatness and then will drop off. But right now they're peaking at the right time. And I think if they play hard tomorrow, they'll be right in there.
The interesting thing to point out here with this group is that in both of the games that they won this year, both the tournament games they won, they had big third periods and, of mm-hmm. course, a big first 20 seconds of overtime. I think that what Wisconsin was able to do against Dartmouth to start, which Dartmouth, this was the first time they were good in a long time, and then you come back from down two goals with 5 minutes remaining against Michigan State, this squad has a legitimate shot to surprise some people. They're going to have to play well.
Yes.
Their goaltending, though, has been unbelievable in this tournament so far. Absolutely unbelievable. If they keep up that play, I feel like that they have a legitimate shot, not only to just beat North Dakota, but to win it all.
Yeah, because they, you know, they're winning. It's Michigan, and who's the other team in the...
Hey, I got an idea. Since we can't go to the draft, let's go cover this out in Vegas.
Denver. Yeah. We can go to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
We got the home show this weekend, guys.
You know, three of those four teams are former WCHA.
Right.
Denver, North Dakota, Wisconsin. Yes.
There you go. Yeah, Denver. There you go. Well, there you go. Yes, that will get underway at 4.
Yeah.
The Badgers have been in the Big Ten since 2014. So
they
were in the former WCHA. They're now in the Big Ten.
Yep.
Let's take a look at some of the local sporting events that we got coming up. We've got baseball and softball for Tomahawk starting tomorrow. Tomahawk baseball is down in Marathon, and Tomahawk softball opens their season against Mosinee tomorrow. Friday, Tomahawk baseball will have Mosinee, and Tomahawk softball will be hosting Northland Pines. Tomahawk baseball scheduled to take on Lakeland on Monday. That is still yet to be determined because the weather's a little iffy. On Tuesday, baseball and softball both in action. Baseball will be in Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, and softball will be in Lakeland on Tuesday. And then coming up in about a week or so, I think we'll finally get a spring sports broadcast over on our sister station, Sports Talk, 810 a.m. and 97.7 FM, WJJQ. Gentlemen! You guys have fun.
Yeah. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
How did we do on Mascot Madness?
You
nailed it.
You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. Now you can go home and have a celebratory drink after that. There you go.
All right.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the Sports Cue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Coming up next week, Hatchet Golf Coach Sean Totch is going to be on. We're going to talk about the Tomahawk golf season. We're also going to chat a little bit more about the Brewers. We'll take a look at some of the top draft prospects for the Green Bay Packers. And we'll also talk Bucks draft lottery odds and where they should go in the NBA draft, depending on where they're placed. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the Sports Cue. Have a sportacular week. See you all next week. Hey!
Listening to the Sports Cue on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community, right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.